You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian mental health worker Samantha Daly is an example of what can be achieved when you put your mind to it. The former hospitality employee overcame a brain injury 8 years ago to move into a totally new field and help address the health sector skills shortage.
It has been difficult to find work over that time, especially when you're just focused on remembering how to use your left side and clean your teeth and feed yourself. I have been through a lot, but I've come a really long way, and I'm really proud of that.
Unable to work due to the COVID pandemic, Ms. Daly studied mental health at Swinburne University in Melbourne. Instead of holding her back, her brain injury proved an asset for the 2021 Victorian Vocational Student of the Year.
You might be someone who has that lived experience and you have a lot to offer, and that is available in the sector to just come somewhere with your lived experience to support others. But there are also many more opportunities for those wanting to learn a new skill set.
The Australian healthcare sector is predicting 250,000 extra workers will be needed by 2025. Yasmin King is CEO of Skills IQ, a skills service organisation which develops national vocational standards. She warns there won't be a simple fix.
We absolutely need to relook at this system. I think the funding models need to be looked at. We need to look at how we're training people. It's complex.
Demand for electricians is also projected to soar in coming years, and 2021 Australian Apprentice of the Year, Savan Kenobi, has answered the call. The 23-year-old from the Northern Territory now works for mining giant Rio Tinto in the high voltage department and is thriving in a male-dominated field.
I knew that I wanted to go into a trade. I guess I also saw it as an opportunity to change the stigma around that gender-based roles in the workforce. It's not as scary as it looks once you get in there. Just have the right attitude and be willing to learn, and you'll be amazed at how many people actually want to teach you and get involved and help you progress through your career.
A return of skilled migrants is also being prioritised by the federal government. Tim Wharton, SBS News.